Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower today in all three categories. We had corn down 5.25 cents in December at 380 3/4. November beans down 3 cents, 884 3/4. And then December Chicago wheat down 5.5, 482 3/4. And December Kansas City wheat down 7 at 479 1/2. That ended up being about 1.25 cents off of their lows from today. Looking back at the December Kansas City, about 10 trading days ago, or the first part of September, that market was about a dime lower than where it currently is. That was the lowest it had been in several years. We're still in the downtrend despite the rally 4 days ago and below the moving averages, and the hedge funds are short. So it's still shaping up for more weakness ahead. It'll be hard to tell if it'll actually happen, but with the hedge funds short and they're defending that position and then below the moving averages, certainly encourages more short selling. Now, the Federal Reserve announced that they're going to keep interest rates unchanged, which was thought to probably be bullish across the board for commodities with that zero interest rate policy. But at this hour, mostly everything is down, including the oil and gas or oil futures. The stock market is actually up just slightly here late in the day.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Today's news leader was definitely the FOMC meeting and the result of that, and the interest rates left unchanged. A couple violent moves post-decision, which was at 1 o'clock p.m. for the Dow. Currently, it's just slightly higher on the day. Bonds, which are an indicator of if bonds go up, that means interest rates go down. 30-year bonds are up about 110 points here at 153.05, so that's a really strong rally after that unchanged rate decision. This morning, the USDA had an export report. It was neutral across the board for the wheat, corn, and beans. We were anticipating for wheat 275,000 to 400,000 metric tons. That number came in at 377,000. Corn in the middle of the range as well, expecting 400 to 600. It was released at 533,000. And then beans, we're expecting 900 to 1.3 million, and it was 912,000. Also, a big announcement this morning for the soybeans after yesterday's big announcement. There's another one of 298,000 tons of beans today sold to China. Again, that was on top of yesterday's 184,000. So it's showing that really good, strong demand here for the soybeans going forward. And most of that demand is coming out of Asia.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 75 at 136.85, December down 15 at 139.32, October feeder cattle down 65 at 187.80, November down 67 at 180.80, October lean hogs up 232 at 70.57, December up 227 at 64.35. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 7.25 at 479 1/4, March down 7.5 at 493 1/2. December Chicago wheat down 6 3/4 at 481.5. December corn down 6 1/4 at 379 3/4. March down 6 1/4 at 391. November soybeans down 2 3/4 at 884.5. January down 2 1/4 at 886 3/4. October cotton down 55 at 61.83. December down 31 at 62.40. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.